Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. Today we are going to study the subject of the danger of the spirit of offense. Jesus said in Luke chapter 17, verse 1, "It is impossible that no offenses should come." In other words, Jesus was saying that we live in a very fallen world and that throughout your lifetime you will come up against offensive situations and even offensive people, and that the opportunity to be offended will ever be at your door. It is impossible that no offenses should come to a person's life. You are given the opportunity to become offended at people every single day of your life. And yet God Himself would have us pass on every one of those opportunities to become offended. Offenses are spiritual booby traps laid by Satan to attempt to get a foothold in your life. The word offenses comes from a root word that means to entrap, to snare, to trip up, to occasion to fall, or to entice to sin. Jesus told us that we would have to deal with offenses in this world. Remember, an offense is an opportunity to sin. When you become offended at another person for any reason, even if that person has sinned against you, you are falling into a trap that's been laid for your soul. A Christian cannot live a victorious life in Christ and harbor any offenses whatsoever, regardless of how justified that person may feel. The spirit of offense is a dangerous spirit for the Christian life. In John chapter 6, we find an interesting scenario that portrays how the spirit of offense works on a person and how the flesh will react when it is offended. Jesus, in this passage of scripture, had just been teaching and telling the people who were following him some very difficult things. In verse 60, it says, "Therefore many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, 'This is a hard saying. Who can understand it?'" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured about this, he said to them, "Does this offend you?" Then a few verses later, we find these words, "From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more." Other translation says, "They withdrew from him." Look at the progression because they were offended at Jesus' words. First, the words offended them. Secondly, they started murmuring behind Jesus' back about this offense. And then thirdly, they progressed to the point where they withdrew from having fellowship with Jesus. When you become offended at a person, perhaps because of something that was said, perhaps because of insensitivity on the part of the individual, or perhaps because of something they did or did not do, the first temptation that's laid at your doorstep is to gossip or murmur or speak evil about the person behind the person's back. You are not prompted by this spirit of offense to go to the person, which would be the biblical manner of dealing with the situation, but instead the spirit of offense will prompt you, will nudge you, will justify to you that it's okay to discuss this offense with another party. And then once you've engaged or indulged in that act of speaking evil behind someone's back, you will immediately begin to withdraw from the person. You'll withhold your fellowship from them. This is a true sign as to whether you're offended or not when you find yourself avoiding the individual, talking about the person to another party, and then withdrawing your fellowship. This is the danger of the spirit of offense. It brings division between people. Instead of prompting people to resolve the offense, it prompts them to withdraw from each other. We find in Matthew chapter 24 that Jesus indicates that people becoming offended is literally a sign of the end times. It says in Matthew 24:10, "And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another." And verse 12 says, "And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold." Becoming offended is a sign of the end times. Believers becoming offended, betraying one another, and beginning to hate one another, and eventually having a coldness of heart where their love has grown cold, where there once was the love of God, is a sign of the end times. In verse 10, where it says that they shall betray one another, this word literally means will put people in prison. Do you realize that when you begin to speak evil behind someone's back, you betray that relationship that you have had with somebody because you're offended and you begin to betray them by speaking evil to another party about them? You're literally imprisoning them in the minds of the party you're talking to as well as in your own. You imprison them in a prison of judgment, of character assassination, of slander. That spirit of offense will eventually work on an individual until they detest the person. The scripture says, "Many shall be offended, they shall betray one another, and they shall hate one another." The word hate there means to detest and to persecute. The spirit of offense is a dangerous thing that every single believer needs to be on guard against, because this spirit will come to you and attempt to throw the stumbling block of offense in your pathway using even imagined wrongs that were supposedly perpetrated by another party. I have often observed in church settings that offenses which were developed in the heart of a person oftentimes were based on incidences that were nothing more than a misunderstanding of words or a misperception of actions. But Satan, the accuser of the brethren, loves to accuse to your mind the motives, actions, or words of a fellow Christian. That's why this spirit is so dangerous. If you allow that spirit to stumble you by agreeing with its lies, you will find yourself trapped in this prison called offense. It not only imprisons the one you're offended against, but it will imprison you as well. And when we give in to the spirit of offense, we find that the blessings of heaven are cut off, that the grace of God is cut off, that the love and the peace that once flowed in our lives is suddenly cut off. In the biography of a missionary to China by the name of Wiley Glass, the story is told of how this man had allowed a spirit of offense to enter his life against a man who some 30 years before had insulted his wife. The insult had made him so angry that he felt he could kill the man if he ever saw him again. That spirit of offense went from just being offended to the place where it became a spirit of hatred. Though he had been working as a missionary in China, doing the work of the Lord, his ministry had been very dry. The day came where the Spirit of God dealt with him about this spirit of offense. The Holy Spirit asked him, "Are you willing for that man to be saved?" The missionary answered him, "Lord, I'm willing for you to save him. Just keep him on the other side of heaven." But his heart was still hard. Finally, though, he came to the place where he said, "Lord, if that man is alive still, and if I can find him when I go on furlough, I will confess my hatred to him, and I will do my best to win him to you." When he reached that decision, that place where he was willing to surrender the offense of the past, the Lord released the joys of heaven to his soul, and he was filled with love and peace. He became a more effective preacher for the Lord, and during the next few years in China, he led hundreds to Christ. The spirit of offense will choke off blessings into your life that God fully intends for you to have. The spirit of offense is a danger to your very Christian walk, and it will, if allowed to flourish in your life, will cause you to betray people and eventually hate people and cause your love to grow cold. If you have been bound in this spirit of offense, ask God to forgive you right now. Confess offense to God as sin. Ask the Lord to cleanse you of this offense and to give you a heart of love for the person against whom you have been so offended. And then his love and his joy will begin to flow in your life once again, and the anointing of heaven, which was intended for you, will be released into your life. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying on the spirit of offense. Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Our partners are known as supply keepers. A supply keeper is one who helps to supply the temporal needs of a ministry that preaches the gospel over the radio waves around the world. Paul said about his own financial supporters that they were partakers of God's grace through partnership with him in the gospel. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.